Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today, and we want to look to God's Word in our call to worship. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and in verse 3 it says, "For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile." And we're going to be looking at these verses today in our study together, but I think it's important for us to understand that as we live here in this world, we have responsibilities as believers in Christ. And the Apostle Paul said, when we came to you with the gospel, we came to you with the witness of Jesus Christ, we came to you honestly. We came to you in integrity. We came to you without guile, without trying to shade things one way or another to appeal to you. We came to you with a direct statement that God loves you and He sent His Son to prove it, and that grace and truth are ministered by Jesus Christ. We can be honest. We don't have to shade things. We don't have to color things. We don't have to make people be impressed with what we have to share. We just rely upon the power of God's Spirit to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that when you tell the truth and you're honest with people, you don't have to go back and backpedal and say, "Well, you know, I may have been misunderstanding in my speech or something of that." Not Paul. He was very clear in the presentation of the gospel. And I pray that each one of us, as we live our lives here upon this earth, as we interact with people day after day, that they understand and know that we are believers in Christ and we're living honestly before them. And you don't have to make that up. You don't have to do that in the flesh. That's the work of the Holy Spirit indwelling you, making you righteous. Not because of your own righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ within you. And that way you live honestly before those that are without. He was under attack, the Apostle Paul. But more specifically, the gospel that he preached was under attack. That's why he took such a strong defense, to continue the work of the gospel so that others would not detract from the truth and try to discourage and divert people away from the gospel. It wasn't about Paul. It was about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm so thankful today that we can have the Word of God. We can look back in time and see that the battles that we face today are nothing new. They're the same battles. We have the same attacks that come from those that do not want the truth. We have the same Satan that's at work. But we have also the same Christ. Amen? We have the glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. And may we serve Him faithfully, empowered by His Spirit.